everyone, I'm Lauren McLean, and today's episode is a transitional episode to explain why this will no longer be called the Mentoring Nature Connections podcast. Simply, after doing a few surveys, I discovered that there was some confusion about what Mentoring Nature Connections actually meant. Am I an ethnobotanist? Do I homeschool my children? Do I teach at an outdoor preschool? I figured it was important to be clear with everyone what my passion is and what I can offer you through social media and this podcast. So let's get started. Welcome to Teach Outdoors, the podcast that brings you inspiration and ideas for taking your teaching outside. Together, we'll explore the benefits of learning outside the classroom, share tips and tricks for successful outdoor teaching, and hear from educators who are making a difference in the lives of their students through outdoor experiences. Join us as we dive into the world of teaching outdoors and discover new ways to engage and inspire the next generation. I'm Lauren McLean, mother of two young ones, author of Me and My Sit Spot, full-time teacher, and outdoor classroom enthusiast. If you haven't done so already, please follow, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I think it's important to reintroduce myself after gaining so many new followers on Instagram, Twitter, and audience members on the podcast, as well as all the subscribers on the website, which is teachoutdoors.ca. I'm Lauren McLean Douglas, and I grew up in Richmond, British Columbia, Canada, with my parents, older brother, and younger sister. I am a classic middle child with an abundance of energy. I played field hockey for UVic and for the Canadian national team for many years, way back in my 20s. But as many athlete stories go, I gave it up after two uncomfortable knee surgeries. I became a teacher, met my husband Scott, and we moved out to Port Moody, which is still in BC, but up in the mountains where we hike and mountain bike in our backyard forested trails. Our son Grayson just turned 4. He's funny, loves music and dancing and airplanes. Our daughter Evelyn, or Evie, is 2.5 and a bundle of energy, loud, confident, basically a small version of myself. We also have an energetic and quirky dog, Kyla. You can imagine how busy our household is. I teach full-time in an amazing elementary school, just a quick 10-minute walk from my house. I'm the author of the Amazon best-selling children's picture book, Me and My Sit Spot, and co-founder and member of the local bookshelf, which I highly recommend you follow on Instagram. I host workshops on a range of outdoor learning topics for elementary schools and for early childhood educators across North America. I have worked alongside Soaring Eagle Nature School, where I was paired up with a nature mentor. I am a passionate believer that outdoor learning and play is something that I can and will facilitate each and every day. Okay, let's dig into today's topic. If I had to pick one of the most commonly asked questions I get, it would be, how can I take my class outside when they don't listen? My answer is this: start small and be consistent with routines and expectations. If this is new to you or your learners, I wouldn't recommend starting by spending a full day outdoors. Start similar to how we start any new indoor routine at the beginning of the school year. We slowly introduce it, we model it, we repeat it, and hopefully the activity wraps up before negative behaviors start to emerge. But even if and when they do, we have to remember that we're all human and nothing is perfect, not even indoors. These behaviors tell us something, so lean into it and learn from it. Now let's dig into some more tips on how to be consistent with routines and expectations. Tip number one, establish clear expectations. Before going outside, we would meet as a group to outline our expectations for behavior, participation, and safety. What does it look like and sound like? Let's consider expectations for nature walks as an example. In our class, this means that we are using clear voices, not screaming voices, as we don't want to scare the birds away, something we call a bird plow. We walk, not run. We stay behind the teacher for safety reasons. And for more context, I do teach at a school near a forest, so I want to be the first one that has a visual sight of the trail in case of wildlife. We listen to prompts from the teacher and share our observations and questions with our classmates. Again, before going outside, we also need to talk about what the consequences are for not meeting these expectations. For example, if we do run ahead of the teacher, then what? Do we throw our arms up and say, nope, we're done, and go right back inside? I'm a firm believer in positive reinforcements. If I hear someone using a voice that's a bit too loud or silly, then I would first comment on all the other students who are doing a good job. I'd say, thank you, Chris and Kelly, for using a calm voice. More often than not, that will be enough. If it's not, then I'd have a quiet conversation with that student so that I'm not embarrassing them. If it's something that's happening consistently, then I'd explore a new teaching strategy, perhaps visuals, which is actually my next tip. Tip number two, use visuals. I have printed mine out quite big in the classroom so that it's an easy visual to see and understand. They were also co-created with the students, so they were involved, invested, and had voice in the experience. I have the same visuals on smaller cards hanging by a lanyard around my neck when I go outside. These visuals are for calm voices. Now, I should make a quick side note here that it's not that I don't mind loud voices, it's just screaming that I think should only be used for emergencies, not for playtime. We have visuals for smelling flowers, not picking them. We have visuals for putting garbage away and for staying on the trails. Think of an expectation that you want to have. How can we word it in a positive way? So instead of saying, do not squish bugs, we can switch it to saying, protect bugs or keep bugs safe. I can say that my experience as an athlete, and there are many studies to support this mindset, that if a coach yelled at me to not hit the ball up the field, well, all I heard was ball up the middle of the field. So 9 times out of 10, that's where I'd end up hitting the ball. So reframing things in a positive way will really help them remember. It tells them what they can do instead of them thinking, well, I can't do this, so I'm not sure what I can do. Tip number three, create a routine. Develop a consistent routine that includes warm-up games or nature walks, then moving on to an instructional activity, and then a closure activity. This will help your students know what to expect each time and stay focused on the task at hand. Even on our nature walks, we have the routine of lining up outside to wait for everyone, then walking in a loop, meeting at the bottom of the field to have circle, then move on to the next activity. There's a lot of comfort for our students when we have predictable routines. Tip number four, be consistent. Stick to those established routines and expectations. There is nothing more confusing to a student when one day you're allowed to pick up sticks to play with, and then the next day you're not. Or if Chris is allowed to pick up sticks, but Kelly isn't. Consistency is key, and students will respond better to clear expectations and consistency in those routines. By following these tips, you can create a consistent and effective routine for teaching outdoors. Remember to remain flexible and adjust your approach as needed to meet the needs of all your students. Well, that's it for today's episode. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast for more updates. Make sure you're following teachoutdoors.ca on Instagram. And check out the new website where you can also subscribe to the email list so that you can access some upcoming free resources, www.teachoutdoors.ca. Like before, we will end each podcast by playing the amazing song called From the Trees by Brandon Grant. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teach Outdoors, where we explore the world of outdoor learning and play. Keep exploring, stay curious, and tune in for more adventures.
Start on my part, I look around to find a spot that I can call home for a while. Walking slowly, I feel so calm. I find a spot where nature opens up her arms for me to breathe. I see the stories I can learn from the trees, the feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace, watching the world around me sets me free. I feel the sunshine kiss my skin, I hear all of the birds singing from within. I get familiar with my space. I now know how every part fits in every place for me to breathe. I see the stories I can learn from the trees, the feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace, watching the world around me sets me. I go to visit in morning, in sunshine and the rain, to see what's different and notice the things that stay the same. I get to know my teacher, the spot that gives me health. To get to know the land is to get to know yourself. To breathe, I see the stories I can learn from the trees, the feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace, watching the world around me sets me free.